We had barely digested the news of the sale of Merrill Lynch and the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers, and suddenly the Wall Street soap opera was all about AIG. AIG stock fell by more than a half today. Since the year began, it's down 90%. American International Group is the giant of the insurance business, and it is evidently seeking a giant loan or some assistance from the Federal Reserve to stave off disaster. AIG's dilemma raises questions. Is a company with $1 trillion of assets too big to fail? How does a company that big get into that much trouble? And what exactly does AIG do? Well, for answers to those questions, starting with the first, we've called on Diane Brady, senior writer at Businessweek. Diane, AIG in a nutshell.
Well, as you said, it is one of the largest insurers on the planet, never mind the U.S. And it's not just in general insurance, it's in life insurance, retirement services, asset management, and financial services, which, of course, is an area that got it into trouble.
Yeah. The company is reported to be looking for a loan of $30 to $40 billion, a bridge loan. What went so wrong at AIG that they should need a loan that big?
Well, they've had a couple of things go wrong. One is the fact that they've had this credit derivatives portfolio that's been tied to subprime-backed securities. Obviously, that's been a tough area. And those losses basically have risen steadily as the subprime mortgage crisis has worsened. But AIG's also had its own investment portfolio where they were involved in subprime, and they have a mortgage insurance unit. So they've been hit on a number of fronts. But one other problem for AIG, I think, is that there's been rampant short selling of this stock. So that kept driving the stock down and at the same time that the company was running out of cash.
Well, one of the questions raised by AIG's problem is, does it qualify as the kind of entity like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that is simply too big for the U.S. government to allow to fail? Or is it in the same category as Lehman Brothers, big, fabled, but basically on its own?
I think that's an excellent question because you could ask the same of the car companies. Obviously, GM has found out that they are not going to be as eligible for federal assistance as some people thought. I think there's a couple of things here. One, the Federal Reserve obviously does not regulate AIG. Insurance is a state matter. But in the press conference today, Governor Patterson said that the insurance commissioner has talked to federal regulators about trying to help AIG get the resources it needs.
This is David Patterson,
the
governor of New York State. Yeah.
And they do not want this company to fail. It's in too many areas. It's too big. And the ripple effect would just be too profound.
Well, let's say there is no federal loan. What else might there be in the way of saving AIG?
Well, it's hard. I mean, at one point, AIG probably could have tapped into some of these sovereign wealth funds, which is countries, for example, in the Middle East, which have a lot of capital right now and could be investing. But the immediate thing right now is they've got $20 billion they can tap from their own units. Beyond that, the question is, where are they going to get the money in this market? I can't see many places they can get it other than the Fed, in part because everybody else is strained on their balance sheet as well. And a lot of the people like the sovereign wealth funds are sitting on the sidelines just witnessing the sheer extent of carnage right now on Wall Street. They're starting to wonder about the future of Wall Street itself, what the regulatory environment's going to be. So AIG's in a very delicate position. It does not have a lot of places to turn.
Diane Brady, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Diane Brady, senior writer at Businessweek.